daddy, look what I found. Simply the best manservant in town. He's neat and discreet, he couldn't be any subtler. This is the story of my rock and roll butler. Scrubbing away at the dirt, bending and stretching in a little tight skirt. She says I'm much nicer than the Marquis de Sade. This is the story of my little French maid. Seen the driver of my black limousine. He wears a black cap and some black panty loafers. This is the story of my rock and roll chauffeur.
Garland hanging off traffic signals. Leave beneath your feet. Closer even now than lips and teeth. Closer now than out of reach. And the body remembers what the mind forgets. Archives every heartbreak and cigarette. And these reset bones, they might not hold. Yeah, but they might yet. I'm on my way home.
star. But I'm down here on the ground.
I would be when I look back in the rear view.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
91.5 WLFO.
Thing.
pocket. A souvenir of nowhere, somewhere I've never been before. I dropped it on the floor. I dropped it on the floor. I dropped it on the floor. I dropped it. I can only remember the name, that's enough for me. His name's Holy Key. If I can only remember the name, that's enough for me. His name's Hold the Key. Name's Hold the Key. A souvenir of nothing. A souvenir of nothing. Thank you.
This is Nate Bowman from Calhoun Steel Fire and Rescue, reminding you to keep your stovetop clean. Keep anything that can catch fire, like pot and pan holders, oven mitts, paper towels, and napkins, away from your stovetop. Clean up food and grease from your stovetop and burners. Pot holders and oven mitts should be easy to reach when you're cooking. Avoid wearing loose clothing and never hold small children while cooking. Although kitchen fires may seem small, never forget how dangerous and devastating a fire can be. When in doubt, get out and call 911 for help. For more information, call your local fire department or go to www.c2fr.org.
souvenir a flood of alcohol from the staggering account of the Sermon on the Mount, which I don't pretend to understand at all. It's coming from the silence on the dock of the bay, from the brave, the bold, the battered heart of Chevrolet. Democracy is coming to the USA.
Tonight, getting lost in that hopeless little screen. as those garbage bags of time cannot decay. I'm junk, but I'm still holding up this little wild bouquet. Democracy is coming to the USA.
Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
I'd love to speak with Leonard. He's a sportsman and a shepherd. He's a lazy bastard living in a suit. But he does say what I tell him. even though it isn't welcome. He just doesn't have the freedom to refuse. He will speak these words of wisdom like a sage, a man of vision, though he knows he's really nothing but the brief elaboration of a tube. Going home without my sorrow, going home sometime tomorrow, going home to where it's better than before. Going home without my burden, going home behind the curtain, going home without the costume that I wore.
The peacemaker turned war officer. Definition. You Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Method.